you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Fully vaccinated Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. We're not fully until it's 2 weeks out. I get that, but we're all...
No, we're fully vaccinated.
Yeah, we are.
We're not at full efficacy yet.
Yeah. I think, we're close, though. I am. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm like 3 days, I guess. Nick's fully efficacy, you could tell.
Yep.
He's full of efficacy.
I'd never heard that word before.
Neither have I. The word is just...
I like it.
All the time now we hear it, right?
Wow, it's a doctor word.
Right.
And it's finally coming to the mainstream.
Obviously.
Because of this.
Huge, so yeah. So.
It's a fun word to say.
Efficacy, right. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of commercials lately using the word fiduciary. I like that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I just hear the word douche when I hear that, though.
Maybe that's why it's so fun to say.
I just hear the word douche.
Fiduciary.
I imagine you hear that a lot.
Is that the good kind of financial advisor?
Yeah. That's what the commercials would like you to believe.
Do you
hear
dick a lot? Because you are, damn it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I do.
Yes, you do. get your vaccines, kids, no matter what you are. Age-wise, by
right.
the way.
And you can go to France and Yale.
Yeah. We mentioned earlier that Macron said, U.S. people can come there with a vaccination. And I saw
proof of vaccination.
I saw it on social media. People go, I ain't going to France then. I'm thinking, you weren't going anywhere. You weren't going five blocks away from where you're sitting right now.
Buddies boycotting France.
And then some colleges are demanding the students have vaccines to come back next fall, and one of them is Yale.
Boycott in France.
I ain't going to Yale either anymore.
Right. They're going to miss you.
I was going to go there, but I didn't apply.
Well, yeah, and they're also not smart enough to get in.
Get your vaccines.
Yeah. I saw somebody call out someone on Twitter. It might have been like Richard Marx, somebody like
Richard
that.
Richard Marx is the best. Who, by the way, made a cameo in Family Guy, which is great.
Yeah. But he said something about the Twitter he responded to said something about why you got to boycott something. I just don't shop there. And Richard Marx had to say that literally is a boycott. What you described there is literally a boycott.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I saw that Trump wants you to boycott Coke, but his properties are still serving Coca-Cola, which is great.
We have to. Nobody orders a Jack and Pepsi.
Well, they also got contracts with the company, so either Coke or your Pepsi in these places. And they're obviously Coke, and they kept Coke.
Right. Well, that dude drinks Diet Coke all the time.
He does. That's probably his flavor of choice, exactly.
Right. Yeah, he didn't have a button on his desk that brought him a Diet Pepsi.
No.
Have people always been this dumb, or is it just... Like, yeah, that's did social media make it worse or just more visible?
They've always been this dumb. It's just on display now, and they're shameless.
I do see this, though, and when it comes to racism, I think there was a time that people actually thought, in general, now we all know racists, and some people might be listening and might actually were racist, and now they've seen the light and they're not racist anymore, but or trying to struggle with that. But I do think there was a time that people said, hey, you really can't be racist in public anymore, and maybe we should just think of that. And then it switched.
Yeah, they called it the silent majority.
Yeah, and then it switched to like, a black man was elected, and then Trump for 4 years. And I have cousins I might not ever talk to again that are just blatant with some of their they're hardcore Trumpisms and racist stuff. And my wife has some family now that she's not probably going to talk to because of some racism stuff. And it's just out and about. They're just freely saying it out loud. And you go, I just don't want to hang out with these people. Yeah, so I see that happening in a lot of families now.
All right.
I got more than one. That's just two examples I know. But I have friends, a couple good friends, that don't talk to their actual brothers or sisters because of racist stuff.
That's sad.
That's sad. Yeah.
Is it better that they're out than rather just being a closet racist?
No, it's worse. What I meant was, Todd, I think that people, when we talked about this before off the air, I think all of us have, I think that people were realizing maybe we should probably get past this and become a little bit more tolerant of other races. And then all of a sudden, bang, some guy came on office and said, no, we don't have to do that. And they said, phew, good thing.
Yeah,
now,
right.
And now I can be open about it again. Right. I think that's the way I see it. I don't know if you guys see the same way.
I think one of the downsides of it being out now is that a lot of people are saying that there's so many kindred spirits.
Well,
they're like, oh, it's not just me.
Right. But I also think that
it affirms what they're thinking.
Yeah.
But I also think that it also, you don't have to be with those people anymore. You know, think of it that way. You know?
No, but some of those people get in positions of power.
Well, no. I'm talking about your friend or family circles. Why put yourself in a situation where you have to deal with a complete racist? You know? Just don't.
I mean, look at police departments all across the country.
Yeah.
They have a white supremacy problem.
Oh, they do.
In the police culture.
They do.
Law enforcement, military.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scares me. Yeah.
And I haven't seen anything about them. Well, I'm sure they give it some lip service.
I know.
They're going to address that, but they don't seem to be.
I think they do that publicly.
What makes me more sad about this is the whole vaccination thing, because we've talked about this. It drives me crazy that we all spent a year inside, sad, bummed out. A lot of us experienced death in our families because of COVID, and you know, over 600,000 people's families, and that's just the United States. And then they, no matter what we believed in politically, we were all hoping, oh, when can this stop? When can this stop? Okay. They work on a vaccination. It works. We all start to get it, and now people go, I don't want it. That is unconscionable. I just don't get it.
Well, yeah, they want everything opened up, but don't want the vaccine.
We all waited for the vaccine. Let's all get the vaccine and then just hate each other out the route with no mask on. Okay, let's do that.
They want to do everything on their terms.
Right.
And no, the terms are different now.
Right.
Global pandemic.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Let's just going to linger. Are we going to have more shots?
Yes.
Get a booster shot in the fall?
Because.
Probably.
We won't have herd immunity because idiots aren't getting the vaccine. And you see it on the social media like I do, Nick. We all do. It says, I understand if you don't, here's the deal. If you don't want a vaccine, you shouldn't get yelled at for it. Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should.
Stay in your house.
Yes. No, but they're harming the whole herd immunity thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we can get mad at people. You know,
yeah, because they need to be part of the process,
right.
And they're not.
Right.
And if I got to get a booster every year, I'll get a booster.
I will, like we do with the flu shot. But the fact is that we shouldn't have to do that either.
Right. But if we could eradicate,
Fauci said yesterday we might have to wear masks forever. I'm thinking no, because if you don't get the vaccine at a certain point and it's available, that's on you then. You know.
Right. What an endless slog of a nightmare.
I know. And we should all be happy. We should all be actually happy that we're all just standing in line and getting vaccinations. Most of us. We should all be happy.
Well, these like baseball games, too. Like, it's nice that there's like a sparsely attended crowds. But like, that sucks. Is that more depressing?
It is.
That they're like, it's like, it's so close.
It is so close, right?
We were talking to Blakeman last week. He said it was a weird atmosphere without fans.
Oh, he hated it.
Yeah.
He hated it. Yeah.
Did he miss being screamed at?
No, he just hated it, you know.
He
felt like it was refereeing a scrimmage, basically. Although with bigger stakes, obviously.
We overestimate the number of people that scream at him.
Yeah.
Because you're surrounded by it. Like,
anybody that gets pissed at them, they take it out on us. They email us and say, "Your boy, your boy did this.
Blakeman, you suck."
Right. They don't take it up with Cleet directly. They talk to us.
Well, he did say that you could hear everything that the coaches were yelling.
From
the sidelines. He said normally most of that stuff doesn't make it to him, but he could hear everything last season.
Yeah. Blakeman, you suck.
My cousin's an umpire. He's like a young kid who umps softball games.
Okay.
So we went to watch him the other day.
Brutal.
And I was waiting for somebody to have a problem with the call. Because in the stands, nobody expects you to be there for the ump.
No, you're
like, I wasn't there for any team. I was waiting for someone to be what was that? I'm like, what's with you?
I've seen that at some softball situations where the umps they bring in some teenage kids. And I've seen their parents show up with the umps for that reason, so they don't get some asshat adult doesn't yell at a 15-year-old kid. Right?
I just had my head on a swivel waiting for it.
Right.
What do you wear to the game when you're there to cheer for the ump?
Neutral colors.
A little blue hat.
A little blue hat and a chest protector.
And the face mask.
Why are you going to go to the game in a jacket? I'm here to cheer for the ump.
Yeah,
it was cool because in a softball game, you don't have to wait for him to go up to bat. There's not every half an inning. He's just out there the whole time.
Oh, yeah. They're quick. Quicker, I should say.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In response to a survey conducted by One Poll on behalf of Foria, the 73% of people.
73?
Said they wish they had more spontaneous sex.
With other
Rather
people,
spontaneous,
right?
Whatever.
Get the plan
Whether spontaneous sex to you means sleeping with someone after a great first date or having sex with your spouse without planning it ahead of time. They say it's not always easy to find time for these things.
Yeah.
Psychology Today refers to spontaneous sex as the gold standard in lovemaking.
I think it happens a lot more if nobody else is in the house. Yeah,
it's
more spontaneous. I mean, you have people walking around. I mean, Todd's a single. You guys are empty nesters, so it's spontaneous all the time, right?
Pretty much.
She comes home and you're naked.
Yeah,
he was bragging about it.
And it could be 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, in the early.
I'm naked at 3 in the afternoon. My kids show up.
Early pandemic, he was talking. He was bragging to all of us. Yeah, that's just what we'll do.
Why are you naked, Dad? I forgot you guys were coming home. That kind of shit.
Yeah, that throws
Please
a monkey
forget
wrench.
That this happened.
Right, we're in a position now where we don't have to schedule it.
Right.
And if you got kids or, a busy house, you probably do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I was just talking to my wife about this. I'm like, how do we have our own house and, not have a room?
I know.
We should get a room somewhere. I'm like, we pay a mortgage. There's a bunch of rooms in this house. How does this never work?
I talked
you probably screamed during sex, Nick. I'm guessing you do. So.
What do you mean, probably?
Before the gag gets put in my
mouth. You don't know.
I talk like
I mean, when he's with girls, he probably screams.
Oh, okay.
I know he screams with us.
Yeah. Well, like a girl.
Take that, you little bitch.
I mean, when I was single with no kids, spontaneous sex happened all the time. Because it was just, that's why. Nobody was there.
And you were younger and less tired.
Yeah, that too. But mainly, it's kids.
I do recall there were kids in the house at one time. And we knew.
But spontaneous means...
Couldn't be spontaneous.
Yeah, like 3 in the afternoon, there's some, there's kids out. Here.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, because
now there's a point. It can be when they're still like toddlers and sleeping. Then they can be spontaneous. But there's a whole big period by the time they start moving around at 3 or 4 years old till they're at least my kids are still in the house and they're 18 and 16. That's a big period where they're in there. They're in the house a lot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They show up at any time.
The day that they got old enough for the midday nap to go away was a sad day.
That was it. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. At what age do you think they figured out what's going on?
Oh,
when you start telling them, take your brother for a ride.
When they hear Dad begging, please, 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 please. We make that joke now because the kids are old enough.
Well, I think it's probably when
they I watch you guys come home, like, just leave and come home in about 15 minutes.
Dad.
They gross out.
Ew.
Yeah, they gross out.
Like, as soon as
I go, Dad, think... you're here by yourself. I said, I know.
Yeah, so make it 20.
Going to be loud.
I'm going to take my time with me.
It's going to be loud.
Take the dog, too.
Yeah. They've never caught us, but I caught my parents when I was that age, but, you know.
Like, when any kid goes through sex education at school, they could have realized pretty quick that their parents have done that.
Yeah, of course.
And that they probably still do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sex educator and relationship expert Yvonne Fulbright, we've talked to her here.
I've heard that name, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked to her. PhD told Fox News that spontaneous sex spikes a relationship's lust factor, making lovemaking more exciting, and it can get people out of a slump as well. Yeah. If you and your partner are busy and need to schedule sex, they say, you can still give it a bit of a spontaneous edge. Don't get specific about what you plan to do beforehand. Keep an element of surprise.
Nice beaver.
For instance.
Watch, yeah. He sounds surprised right there, right?
Yeah, the Leslie Nielsen impression always gets the ladies.
Like, ladies, bring a friend.
Get that finger all up in there.
Surprise us with a friend.
Oh, bring a friend home. Surprise us with a friend.
That is the voice of an empty nester.
That is. Get that finger up this one here.
Get that finger all up in there.
Now we have.
Get that finger all up in there.
Whoa! Why am I there all of a sudden?
I don't know.
I don't want to be there.
That's perfect.
We have always asked that question. Yeah.
Probably smooching pickles. Is there a couple of pickle smooches?
That's why.
Spontaneous.
Oh, this reminds me. People are now sending me pictures of their bruised ass.
Oh, really?
Oh.
It's all dudes, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is Holden. Got this battle wound jumping off a 60-foot cliff at Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Ooh.
Had to sit on a pillow for a week.
Yeah, a bruised ass from, like, a basically a cannonball in the water?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would hurt.
He had a butt flop.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You enough to bruise it.
You want to check out my ass again, Nick, just to make sure?
I trust that it's all right.
Okay. Because the last time you checked, there wasn't a
this
bruise.
This leads to spontaneous sex, Nick, so watch out.
It was not a bruise, right?
He pulls his pants down. You want to yell? Right.
Get that finger all up in there.
But I want
a new occupational hazard.
Yeah, rely on you. Because I didn't realize I had this bruise.
So that was huge, that bruise. Man.
I'd like you to check from time to time. Yeah.
Great. Is someone beating you at home, Todd? Is this your way of,
that's part of their spontaneous
bringing
sex.
Attention to a problem here?
Yeah, you're right. Are you being abused by your wife?
Oh, yeah. I need to give that international sign for help.
That's right. By just showing us your bruised ass.
Yeah.
If it's bruised again, we're going to call the cops. And tell them to go over and laugh at it.
Unless that's his thing.
Yeah,
I mean, if he's slapping on the gimp mask and hopping in the box, maybe that's what he's into.
Right.
We think he'd remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is 420.
True.
Not a day too soon.
Yep.
Been waiting.
You guys finally get to smoke some pot today.
Yeah, I've been waiting. Maybe maybe I'll be able to run into some.
Yeah.
Or trip over some as I'm walking about.
Yeah. Pot.
We'll see. So a hiker that was rescued from a remote area of the Angeles National Forest last week, now under investigation by the U.S. Forest Service. This hiker was fined after a map enthusiast.
I'm the map.
Identified his location by looking at a photo that he had sent a friend.
Todd's a map enthusiast.
Okay. I'll tell you this. Because he said he recognized it from a photo. There's this game out now called GeoGuessr. And it gives you a Google Maps Street View image.
Okay.
And you have to guess where it is.
Anywhere in the country or your city?
You can limit it to the U.S. You could go all over the world if you wanted to.
Yeah, but a Street View could be it just could be some random town.
Jim Smith's house?
You're not going to know where that's at all, Todd. It has to be something famous, right?
Well, sometimes. Like, I saw one shot, and you could see the Chrysler Building in the background.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, they're on Manhattan. And you have to pinpoint the location. You get deducted a point for every mile you're away from your guess.
Oh, my God.
So I knew that the Chrysler building was at like 4th and Lexington, and I was a few blocks off. But there's sometimes, all you can go by, if you see a palm tree, you figure, well, that's got to be Arizona, Southern California,
yeah, but
maybe this, Florida.
But like you said, Jim's house on, you know, on Green Street in a certain town. You're not going to know that.
Oh, no.
No, it has to be somewhat famous.
Much,
right?
Of it looks really nondescript, so, you know, you could be thousands of miles off.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I wonder where that Home Depot is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. I don't know if this is cheating or not, but I will zoom in sometimes, and, you know, if you see a truck with a phone number on it or something, or a street sign.
Oh.
Yeah, and go with that information.
Nerd.
Yeah. So what's the story here now? Nerd, maybe you saw this.
There was a guy who was missing?
Like,
up on a cliff.
Got it.
And had, just before his phone went dead or something, was able to put out a picture of where he was. He was lost.
Right.
He said, I don't know where I am. This is what I can see. Where am I?
Right, and this is a thank God for map geeks moment.
Yeah. So a map enthusiast identified his location by looking at this photo.
Yeah. The nerds helped, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably plays this game.
Right.
Yeah. The spot where the man was found was within a federally closed burn area. The area was actually closed. The guy had no business being where he was. That's been shut down since last year's massive Bobcat fire. Entering a fire closure zone is a misdemeanor that can be punished by up to 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $10,000. Now they're trying to figure out how he ended up there.
They call it one of the least accessible
locations.
You see a pile of animals
in
on fire?
San Gabriel Mountains.
What you guys thought? I thought that.
That's what I thought at first, too.
Bobcats.
Wow. There's a bunch of flaming bobcats. Acres and acres of flaming bobcats in Southern California.
That'd be a great name. Man, the flaming bobcat.
Yeah, but
great,
sounds like a drink. You remember how stumped we were during the campfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. I'm glad I was the only one who thought about bobcat fire. I'd have remembered that.
At the Washington flaming bobcats,
that's,
man.
That's it, yeah.
I wonder if our buddy went to visit the bobcat fire. Because there's no signage that says the Bobcat Fire. Otherwise, he would have been
once
there
again,
for a photo
op. That's some pretty geeky people that can figure that out. Because even a cliff overlooking woods, how do you know what that is?
Well, how would that guy even know where that is?
Yeah.
Well, and how did
the guy had to say where he was, right?
Right.
He said what state he was in, right?
Right, he's looking at the view.
Got it.
And he could figure out from there.
Plus, he knows what state he's in.
So he has a general idea where it is. But he knew specifically. Well,
and do the authorities just have map enthusiast on speed dial? Like, quick, get me the map enthusiast.
He sent the picture to a friend. The friend put it out on social media.
Nerd.
Exactly.
Nerd. And that news finally has an interesting story.
Yeah.
Finally. That's pretty cool. Let's play that game sometime, Todd.
Sure.
Come on over this afternoon. You do that.
We'll get high and play the GeoGuessr game. It's fun.
Let's just do the first part.
Okay.
That's it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.